AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying on Capitol Hill is President Trump's pick to replace Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. After the deaths of Renee Good and Alex Preddy by government officers in Minneapolis, Mullen was asked if he called Preddy a deranged individual that came in to cause max damage.
I think I said this privately when we had a conversation. Those words probably should have been retracted. I shouldn't have said that, and as Secretary, I wouldn't. The investigation is ongoing. And there is, like I said, there's sometimes going to make a mistake, and I own it. That one, I went out there too fast. I was responding immediately without the facts. That's my fault.
Mullen is a former mixed martial arts fighter who ran a plumbing business in Oklahoma before running for the Senate. He has in the past indicated support for immigration operations and is expected to be a faithful ally for President Trump's agenda if he is confirmed. President Trump will be at the dignified transfer in Dover, Delaware, of six soldiers killed in the Middle East. Meantime, in Iran, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. is dominating.
More than 120 naval vessels are at the bottom of the sea because of our United States Armed Forces. That's a great thing for the American people. That's a great thing for our allies in the region.
Data shows about 90 ships have passed the Strait of Hormuz since the war began. Iran has confirmed, and Israel's defense minister says the military killed Iranian intelligence minister Esmail Khatib. Khatib's killing follows Israel's killing of a top Iranian security official, Ali Larijani, and the head of the paramilitary Revolutionary Guards All-Volunteer Force. The Labor Department says wholesale prices came in hotter than expected last month. It measures inflation before it hits consumers. Stocks open lower as oil prices rise. President Trump issued a 60-day waiver from the century-old Jones Act shipping rules to lower cost for oil. This is AP News. What dog is top dog?
Americans still dig French bulldogs, retrievers, and German shepherds. But dachshunds are increasingly hot dogs. For the first time in over two decades, the sausage-shaped hounds were among the five most prevalent dog breeds in the American Kennel Club rankings. Breeder Trudy Kawami.
Long nose, long ears, long body, long tail, short legs. So that they're amusing to look at.
The list covers 202 breeds, says the AKC's Brandy Hunter Munden.
Our culture loves our labs and our goldens, and that is always going to be true. They're in the fabric of who we are. And the Frenchie holds tight. I think that it holds tight because of the way we live, more so than it just being a cute dog. It is compatible with apartment living, and many of us live in apartments.
The French Bulldog is number one, followed by retrievers, shepherds, dachshunds, and poodle. Julie Walker, New York.
Ed Donahue, AP News.